The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Jim Manning is the founder of Three Doors, Homeways, and Client First Lending. He is the CEO of Doorway Properties Real Estate Fund and the host of the Passive Wealth Show. Welcome to the show, Jim.
George, thanks for having me, man. Excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I have four kids, 3 to 10. Oldest is a girl and three boys. And real estate, we've been doing this for 18 years now. So it may sound like we have a lot going on, but it didn't always start out that way. It was, we started out just buying houses and doing short sales and then flipping them. And there's a lot of different things going on now, but it's, we have over 30 people in the different entities now. So. Yeah.
That's and a whole nother thing. So what, 18 years ago, what was it that, let's start a real estate company.
Yeah. Well, I was in corporate America and, one month I worked my tail off and, my boss didn't notice. The next month I slacked off and my boss didn't notice. And I was coaching baseball at the time, shocker, right? But I was coaching baseball at the time. And one of my best buddies was in real estate. And I was like, well, if he's doing it, why can't I? And I fell in love with the concept of investing because I was like, well, if I take a property that needs work that no one can live in, and I put capital into it, and I can literally create a home for a family. And I can get rich while I do it. I can make a lot of money. Like, sign me up. I fell in love with being able to do well while doing good at the same time. And really that kind of missions, trying to impact the community in a positive way has, really led us to where we're at now. And now we're much more focused on, creating an impact for the community and at an even higher level. So, it's helping us stay motivated, even though we've been doing it for a better part of 2 decades.
Which is always kind of a weird thing, right? Because when you started it, you were like, oh my gosh, how is this going to work? How am I going to make it happen? And then you go through different market cycles and booms and busts and interest rates move around. And now you've got 30 employees and it's 2 decades later. It's pretty wild.
It's wild. That's right. And, we're doing a strategy now called lease purchase deals. And one of our first clients was in a situation where they got behind on medical bills and their kid got sick. And when we crossed paths with them, they had paid off their medical bills, but their credit was dinged. And they're looking for a school district called Lindbergh Schools here in St. Louis, which is highly sought after. Hardly anything to rent, even less properties to buy. And their kid needed that school district. And so we crossed paths with them and we said, well, your kid doesn't have 8 years for your credit to rebound. Like, that's all of grade school. And you did the right thing. You paid off the medical bills. The only thing that this family messed up was that they didn't have a big enough rainy day fund. And, honestly, like I could have been me. That could be really anybody at the right time. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, why don't you be a homeowner and we'll get you in that school district that you need. And we put together the deal and that was one of our first lease purchase deals that we did. And then we realized, whoa, like if we do this at a bigger scale, we can impact the community at a bigger level. And then also it's an amazing investment opportunity because we can put the tenant in the place of the homeowner. They can pay for all the repairs and maintenance. And now we can have an investment that can generate us passive income without a lot of the overhead that a landlord normally takes on. So We decided, at the time things were getting a little bit stale, and then we decided, hey, well, let's focus on this and creating an impact. And I don't know, George, about you, man, but one of the things about that the financial industry teaches is hey, let's invest into global index funds. Let's invest into and have our money make money. And there's not anything wrong with that, but there is something we give up when we only invest like that. And that's our influence. I mean, think about it this way, George. Have you guys ever thought about like Christopher Columbus? And Christopher Columbus had a financial backer known as the King of Spain. And there's parts of the world now that speak Spanish that had the King of France backed them would speak French, right? And so what's amazing about this is like our capital, not only can we have our capital make us money, but if we do it in certain ways, we can have our capital create influence for things that we care about. And in my opinion, like one of the things that I care about deeply is keeping housing affordable and keeping the American dream alive. I mean, I think it's really important for as many people as possible to own a roof over their heads. And so really, we talk, a lot of times Simon Sinek talks about his why and, or finding your why. And that for us is really opened it up. And, we had done over 3,000 deals without any equity partners. And we created a real estate fund to help us with this mission. We have over 130 partners now in our two funds, and it's really lit us up and got us going to try and make a bigger impact, and help people in a bigger way.
Well, it sounds like you're doing exactly that. And I am somebody who likes to put my money and my time and my attention where my mouth is. Yep. And so when I say that I'm interested in my community, well, how is that actually manifesting? How is that actually taking hold? And there's a lot of different ways we could do that. But to your point, I don't know that we think about actually how we can have such a profound impact with our investment dollars. And this is such a wonderful way of doing it.
That's right. Absolutely.
So how is it affecting the problem of affordable housing?
Yeah, so we're working on a model now. This is like one of my things to be able to take donor advised fund money and have that be able to enter into our program and create and keep the costs down. And so that's, full disclosure, we're in development on it right now. We have our first investor. We have our first deal lined up. And our program's fantastic because it's keeping the American dream alive for small business owners, one-time hardship people, people that just don't fit the normal mold. And our next thing is, okay, well, how do we, is there a way we can utilize donor advised fund money? And we believe we have that path now. To even whittle down and keep the housing more affordable too. So, it's a part of the journey, baby. What can I say? We don't have all the answers, but we're sure gonna do our part and try and help any way we can.
Yeah. Well, I think that oftentimes when you're looking at a problem like the lack of affordable housing for people and somebody who wants to get their kid in a certain school district and for circumstances of life, we had some medical bills and now I've got bad credit and oh my gosh, by the time I clean this up, my kid's going to be in, is going to be 30 years old and it's not going to need the school district anymore. So, so how can we innovate on this and do it? And I think that always constantly looking for ways to work more on purpose and to come up with ways that find solutions to problems that seem like they're, beyond our control. So I respect and appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it, George. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah.
And you mentioned things get stale. I wanted to ask how much do interest rates and market conditions matter? Probably a little bit, maybe a lot, or you're just focused on doing what you're doing and just keeping things moving.
Oh, George, what a insightful question, man. The market dynamic does impact things quite a bit. So there's a concept that I love to talk about called market of the moment. And that market of the moment can shift. So for example, in 2006 to 2009, short sales were the market of the moment. Short sale got up to around 30%, depending on who you're talking to. Of all the deals that were done. And so a short sale is if it's a $100,000 house, you talk the bank into selling the property short for $50,000 instead of taking the property back for foreclosure, right? So yeah, like as the market shifts and we have inflation right now, we have home prices are going up, lack of inventory, interest rates are going up. Yeah, there's different shifts that we need to do. So for example, short sales, like we don't focus on them anymore, even though that was like our main business for a couple of years and flipping those properties, right? So now
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
What we're doing is because of the housing shortage and the labor shortage, Harvard did a study that we believe through 2038 that there's going to be a housing shortage. And why that's happening is, well, you have baby boomers are a gigantic demographic, but millennials are bigger than baby boomers. And then Gen Zs are right after millennials. And those are creating a tremendous amount of demand on the housing market because they're starting families, entering into the housing market. And construction workers, 1 in 4 are over the age of 55. And the last decade, we built less houses than we built in the 1960s. So even though the population's over double or almost double what it was in the 1960s, right? So it's really this. So the market of the moment, in my opinion, when you factor in all these circumstances for single family real estate, is to buy and hold on to as much as you possibly can. So when we ebb and flow, yeah, we really like to kind of have the macro level environment in sync. And we've been fortunate in that interest rates for our strategy of going up have helped us. But there's other strategies out there like commercial offices, apartment complexes where interest rates going up have really hurt it. And, you can't, when you're investing, there's risk everywhere, and executing beautifully on a plan is one of the most important parts. But, we can't control that. If I'm a world-class apartment complex investor, there's still ways to make money in apartment complexes, even if interest rates go up. I might want to stick doing that, but we've been really blessed on our end that all the macro level and shifts and changes have helped us. Like COVID created more demand on single family, not less demand, right?
Right.
So
as people are going through this lease purchase, and just going back to the example of somebody that got themselves it's in a bad situation through no fault of their own, through medical bills, how much do you recommend if you do or suggest to people, whatever the right language is, how much of an emergency fund that they should have?
Oh, man. You know, it's kind of across the board what you're comfortable with. I think the biggest thing is like, what will I lose sleep over if I, you know, at like what point, you know, and for some people, it might be a year worth of cash in the bank account. And some other people, it might be 6 months or 3 months. But definitely having some cash in the bank account is critical, right? I know there's been times in my life where I've had very little cash in my bank account, and that's an incredibly stressful thing. And other times where I've had more, and, you know, I think you have to find what works for you. And personally, I like to have at least 6 months in my bank account. That's literally the purpose of it. Like when I was in my 20s, I would feel like I was burning a hole in my pocket if I had cash in my checking account, because it wasn't generating me a return, right? All I had to get my money working. But now the way I view cash in a checking account is like, that's peace of mind money. That's rainy day money. That is generating me a return. It's keeping me in the game and not allowing me to get knocked out because I overextended myself. So even if it's a 0% return, that there is still a return for the money in that bank account. And so I view it a little bit different than when I was in my 20s.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah. Well, you've got a family now and you've got 30 employees and.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's right.
Life is very different. And I like the idea that just because something's not getting a rate of return on the actual money doesn't mean it's not giving you some kind of rate of return through the form of peace of mind. Because if you do not have peace of mind, then that's going to impact every aspect of your life.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So for people, and I think that is there an avatar or a ideal client profile for this lease purchase program? People who are frustrated, who are bummed out, whatever the term might be, say, hey, you don't need to give up. You don't need to give up hope. There is a path to home ownership for you.
Yeah, I would say so. Our common ones are small business owners. Like, you know, in my first couple of years of being in real estate, I could have been one of our clients. So small business owners, people going through divorces, and then the one-time hardship of medical bills or job loss that dinged your credit, but now you're over it. Like, you know, insert any sort of hardship that happens in people's lives, death of a loved one, you name it, right? And you know, back in 2006, lenders were very loose with their lending guidelines. If I told a lender I made 200 grand, they wouldn't even verify my pay stubs. And that lack of a rigidity has created some of the problems that we had in the real estate market. Well, fast forward to today, that pendulum was very loose. And then now it's kind of swung the other way, and it's created an opportunity for, you know, I think it's about 10% of the market where they're good common sense underwrites. These people can afford the property. They just don't have the right product anymore because lending's just a little bit too restrictive for these individuals.
10% is a big number.
Yeah. I, you know, and there's no market data. I've tried to find market data over it, guys, but you know, that's Jim Manning's informal research. You know, it's been substantial. We get we have tremendous demand on the properties we market.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a second. So how does it, just this sort of quick and dirty, how does it actually, how does the program work?
Yeah, so we cross paths with someone, and then if it's a $200,000 house, we ask for 5% down. So it's $10,000 down before they move in. And then we put them into the position of the homeowner, and we act as the bank. And so if the toilet leaks, they need to call the plumber. They don't call us and repair it. And, you know, we have a couple stages to the program, and, you know, just depending on what happens. But at the end of the day, we've created an environment where as long as they make their payments, they can end up owning the house outright, the same way anyone getting a loan has. It's a similar agreement from that front.
Excellent. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. Well, I think it's exciting. I think that the more we know that we can have an impact with our dollars in so many different ways. And in this example, it's being able to have an impact by how you invest your money to help people with affordable housing and the American dream. So I think it's great. Where can people learn more about this program? I don't know if you're looking for, I assume that you're looking for potential homeowners, but you may also be looking for investors. So tell us about everything. Where can people get involved and in touch?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just want to go to passivewealthshow.com, passivewealthshow.com. I have a couple of free courses on there. I have, you can set up a call with our team and kind of learn more about if investing in real estate from your couch without doing any of the work and, you know, with the passive income and, you know, that you can generate and really invest in real estate through our team. And we're the mechanism that makes it passive for you. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but that doesn't mean you have to be the one doing the work if you have either your own cash or IRA money that you're looking to invest in real estate in. So there's that. And then, you know, on YouTube and the different podcast players as well, if you just want to listen to some additional content that we have too. But yeah, definitely open to having a conversation and seeing how we can help. So if you're looking to invest or even sell some real estate as a homeowner, we can help you out.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Jim your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to passivewealthshow.com. Take advantage of those courses that Jim has been talking about. Take advantage of just learning more through education. If you are interested in becoming a homeowner, there's programs there. If you want to sell a house, there's programs there. If you want to be an investor, there's resources there as well. And then you can find them on YouTube and find the Passive Wealth Show wherever you listen to your podcast. I'll certainly link all of those in the notes of the show as well. Thanks again, Jim.
George, thank you.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.